be mindful of the traffic flow inside. What if you have several customers? And what are the guidelines? Are you going to have to limit the number of people in your store? Welcome to the Business and Pleasure of Flowers. We're your hosts, Fonda LaFever
and Lori Wilson, and we believe that business and fun are a perfect combination. Kind of like us, Fonda.
Lori, we are less than 2 weeks away from Mother's Day.
Oh, gosh, we are. We are.
Will you see your little kids on Mother's Day? I know they're not little kids, but will you get to see
my little adult children? I get to see one of them, my daughter. She's going to come home from Dallas, and she has like a little two-week reprieve before she starts her internship. It just happens to fall over Mother's Day. So, yeah, I get one baby, 26-year-old, so...
That's okay.
Other than nothing. So no, I haven't. And I've been kind of sad about it and feeling super sorry for myself. I've been looking at plane tickets because my thought was at first I was going to fly to Ohio and be with my boys and bring Bailey too. But then my reality set in and my youngest, who is in the fancy restaurant business, was like, Mom, that's my biggest moneymaker day. Just like, you know, and I was like, well, you're right. You're right. So that's not a good weekend to come, because then he would feel bad. He would want to take off. And anyway, right.
The hardest time is the first and second year when your kids aren't with you for Mother's Day.
I know.
After that, it's just like, you know, you celebrate when you're together another time. And, you know, you get the calls and you know, it's all good.
It was
The first few are the hardest, Lori.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I've been thinking through it and doing everything I can to feel as sorry for myself as possible. But the problem is no one else in the house cares. So last year during my Mother's Day, I had two kids at home, two out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the lake, a lake close by. We rented a boat for the whole day. It was so much fun. And in my mind, I kept thinking I was going to do it again. And my husband was like, do you want to rent a boat again? I'm like, no, you and me, that's not fun. Just you and me in a boat. No, thank you. So,
oh, he's trying.
He's trying. He was like, what? Like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't see that being that exciting. Nothing against him, but
no. No.
You know, it's anyway, so it'll be fine. What are you doing Mother's Day?
Oh, I don't know. Just the usual.
You're going to be
probably
kidless.
Sit out and enjoy some sunshine, hopefully.
We have our dogs.
We do.
Yes, exactly.
So today I just wanted to do a quick checklist for Mother's Day because I know everybody's getting busy. Everybody's like, oh, flowers are going to come in. But I just think it would be helpful, which is what we try to do, be on trend and helpful, to just kind of plant some seeds. And in your mind, you can go, yep, I did that. Yes, check, check, check. And so it's going to be just quick and easy here.
We'll try to get this one as short as we can because I know people got to go.
Obviously, you have your flowers ordered and foliage, and that's coming in. You know when it's coming in, the specific delivery dates that they're coming. Be sure that you have your DCD, which is to clean the buckets. Make sure your buckets are clean. A hydrating solution, whether that's a HydroFlor or a quick dip. And then, of course, your flower food. Make sure you have all those supplies on hand. You want to also be sure your cooler is clean. This is the time to do a deep clean this week. Get it cleaned out, ready to go, organized. Put extra shelving in if you need to. Whatever it needs to be to have a very organized cooler. Okay, now we're going to go to the design supplies. If you're using Floriform, check how much you have there and ready. Again, the vase preservative or flower food tools. With your knives, do not break out new knives this week because that means you need to have more Band-Aids.
Oh, I didn't ever think about that.
Well, a lot of times shops will do that. They'll like, oh, I'm going to get some new knives for my staff. And then that just causes some problems because we get really working fast and it can cause problems, especially with newer employees. Cardettes or card holders with care cards, which will say add water daily or whatever so that the customer has a longer lasting flowers. And then, of course, cleaner for the design table within reach. take that DCD, put it on spray bottles so that you're cleaning your table and your tools to make sure everything's lasting a long time.
Fonda, I remember when I was going through flower prep school with you, learning. Didn't you or Julie, when you were talking about like all these spray bottles, one of you had a tip about color coding so you don't get confused, right?
That's a really great idea. Yeah. So if your cleaner is a different color than your sealer, like if you're using a Crown and Glory or a finishing touch spray, that should be a different color than your cleaner. That's a great idea, Lori.
Yeah.
Then supplies, check all your vases. Make sure you have enough supply to get through for your roses and your in-store specials. If you're doing ribbons and you're tying them on vases, get them done now. Don't wait until after the design is complete. Plant bows, make extra plant bows or get the plants all dressed and ready to go.
I can make bows, just so you know. I learned, remember?
Yes, so
that's
I
all
know.
You can tell. I know how much to give today because this is all you. So you guys taught me how to make bows.
It's very good, Lori.
Thank you.
Check on your enclosure cards and your envelopes for the people who have come into the store and are filling them out themselves, but also on your super tickets. What do you have there? Make sure that you have enough supply to get through the holidays. Green plants and blooming plants, and dress them up, right, Lori?
Yes, with bows, with pre-made bows.
And butterflies. I think
and
you
butterflies.
Did.
I did the butterflies too. Yes,
I know you did. See?
Yes, they're so cute.
So then when you're getting ready for the flowers to go out the door, whether it's going out to the delivery driver or from the front room, be sure that you have enough tissue. If you need ribbons, cellophane, bags for the front counter, and then those little packets of flower food that you can send out with wrapped flowers. So be sure you have all of those things. Let's see. Then we're going to go to policies for delivery. What is the policy for your delivery? If the person's not home, are you leaving them on the step, depending on your weather? I know we're doing contact-free delivery in most places. Yes. So if you have to train new drivers or temporary drivers, are they texting first? Are they calling? Be sure that everybody clearly knows the policy, because this is the time where it's like, oh, shoot, I forgot to tell somebody.
Right, right.
Make sure you have extra drivers. Do they need clipboards, pens, log sheets, delivery boxes? Check your stock of all of those extra little things you're going to need.
All right. What about make sure all of the vans are filled with gas?
Yeah.
And everyone has access to some sort of GPS, while whether it's on their phone or, you know, whatever, so they don't get lost.
And they know where to get the credit card to fill up the car.
How does that work? I've always wondered that. What if you're out, if you're a delivery driver and you're out driving the van and you need to get gas? Is there a shop credit card that they keep? Or
sometimes there's a shop credit card, or there's a certain gas station that you go to. We used to have a little local gas station. You would go and you'd sign the ticket in those days, right?
Back in the day.
But usually there's a credit card, and you know you're getting low on gas, and so you just go get that company credit card and get that taken care of. Well, and how about enhancements, Lori?
Enhancements, yes. Additions. Well, this goes back to sales training, right? Make sure all of your staff is aware, especially of any product that you purchase specifically for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great to offer a balloon or a candy or chocolate or whatever, but what about the inventory you purchase specifically for the holiday? So make sure everyone is aware of that. Something I tell employees that are going through our sales prep school is, when you walk in your store, look around every day and go, what do I want to highlight today? What do I want to share with the people that call on the phone? Because remember, they don't know what you have. So I would go to the little section of your store that's all about Mother's Day and pick a product, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pick a product and focus on those. Maybe write it down on a little post-it note. Put it next to your phone. So when you're talking to them, make sure you have those types of things to share with them. The worst they're going to do is say, no, thank you. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you want to make sure your sales staff is trained and ready to go, right?
Yeah. Because Mother's Day, it's not as busy as Valentine's Day, or is it just about the same nowadays?
It's actually a busier holiday volume-wise, but since it's spread out for the whole week, it's not like everything doesn't have to go on Mother's Day. It goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then some on Sunday. So it's more spread out. So it is a very busy holiday. It's not as stressful because it's not all coming at that last minute.
Right. Well, and then so that's really good information to share with your employees, especially if you have new employees. You know, explain to them, this is kind of what, if you've never been through a Mother's Day week, this is kind of what we do.
Be sure that your store is ready. I mean, walk in your front door instead of just like coming in the back door like you always do, because you're going to see things that your customer does. Well, what about those cobwebs, right? Oh my gosh, maybe we need just a little bit of fresh paint here. Or we have to dress up our front door with a wreath. You know, something that looks like they're welcoming you into that store.
Right.
And then be mindful of the traffic flow inside. What if you have several customers? And what are the guidelines? Are you going to have to limit the number of people in your store? Those things we have to worry about somewhat.
Another thing I think about, as I was saying earlier, you know, go look at your Mother's Day merchandise. Have some bundles kind of already created. You know, if you have a lot of plants sitting around in the front room, put some other things around with them. So if I'm walking in and I need to grab something for my mom and I see a cute little trio over here, I can just grab it. It's already done for me. And don't be afraid to already put it in a cute little like cellophane with the ribbon, you know, have a couple of them to show, hey, this is a grab and go if you want it.
I love that. And think about how people are really mindful of health these days. Maybe you want to do a little healthy basket, right? Something that you don't always keep in the store, but that could be a great add-on for somebody else when they're coming in. So I love that idea, Lori. What are they going to see when they walk in? Catches their eye, two or three things together.
Yep.
It's just one and done. It's three and done.
It is three and done. Well, and just like in Valentine's Day, don't be afraid to reach out to a local business and say, hey, do you want to partner with me? Do you want to give me some gift cards? And then I'll give you some stuff and we can throw that in there. You know, what mom isn't going to want? A beautiful plant with a gift card for a pedicure and an aromatic candle. Like that's perfect right there.
Love it. I think that's an excellent idea. The big deal, I think, for any holiday, but especially Mother's Day, is communication with your staff. Like you just said, they know the expectations. They know it's going to be busy all week. We might have to work another extra hour on, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Friday night, we might be a few extra hours. It's going to be a long day. Set them up for success because you want to know right away if somebody can't go because their son has a basketball game and they are not going to miss the basketball game. Well, then you know that. You can work around that. So everybody needs to know what to expect.
Right. Just like me wanting to go visit my son. He's like, I can't take off work on Mother's Day. Like that's not, we have already been told that's not an option. So, you know, set, if that's your plan, set that expectation way before the week of Mother's Day starts.
And speaking of employees, you have to take care of your employees.
You do have to take care of your employees. You need to make sure they know you appreciate them, right? Again, set it up by having maybe a quick little team meeting going, hey guys, Mother's Day is coming up. I know some of you have been through a dozen of them. Some of you haven't been. This is kind of what it's going to look like. It's all hands on deck, but here's how it's different than Valentine's Day. It's going to be fun. Here's my expectations. Here's what I need from you. What do you need from me? You know, and be open, you know, so that if they're like, well, I do that Tuesday night is my daughter's ballet recital. I don't. Okay, let's work on that. Let's figure it out together. But just be upfront.
Right. And also as a owner or manager, plan meals for that week. It's going to be hard for people to take a half hour or an hour out to go to lunch. So bring lunch in. And it's so much easier to do that now to plan that than that day you're going, oh my gosh, what are we going to have? Oh, what should we order? So really think about that or even talk to your team and say, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm bringing in lunch. You guys tell me where you want lunch from and let's just
make it fun.
This all organized. Make it fun.
Well, and like I said, some of our shops that do that, it's funny because a lot of their employees are like, oh, we want you to make that crock pot, da-da-da. Then she's like, oh, well, I was thinking of catering, but okay. But it's, they get really excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, we actually did. That's interesting. That just kind of triggered. We would have one day that everybody brought something. It wasn't towards the end of the week. It was like the, like on Wednesday or Thursday, everybody brought a crock pot of something. Or if somebody didn't cook, they just brought the buns. And
bring the buns. Everybody needs some buns. Bring the rolls, do something. Yeah. So again, it makes them feel like they're a part of a team. Right. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love to be fed? I know I do. So it's a great thing.
Flower shops are known to have a lot of food.
Yeah.
We always did.
You know, yeah. But you have said this many times, you do got to make sure you have that balance. You don't want to just order pizza and chips and chocolate all day long. Like you
have to have something healthy. You do. Otherwise you crash, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't.
Yep. And then headaches start, fatigue starts, all of those things. So, you know, make sure that there's always water available. Mm-hmm. And I even suggest if you get bottled water, if you don't have a water thing and you get bottled, I would get the smaller size ones, because what happens, we grab those bigger ones, you're walking around and then you go to talk to somebody, you put it down, you forget which one's is which, and it becomes very wasteful.
Well, that's why right where the water is, you have to have a marker.
Yes.
Permanent marker. And then you put your name on it, Lori. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very.
That's me, isn't it, Lori?
Yes. That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to expect the unexpected. Like I said, you don't want those new knives, but it usually happens that somebody cuts their little finger.
That would be me. You know that. I've done it. It's me. I would be that person.
So make sure you have your bandages.
Band-aids, yep.
And headaches, like you just mentioned.
Again, that would be me too.
Some Advil and Tylenol. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, the emergency phone number, you know?
Yeah. Not only the emergency for like an ambulance, but for the fire department.
Woo!
You got to have all of those. But I think the biggest thing out of all of this, when you go to communicate all of this with your staff, be excited. You know, set the tone for what that week's going to be. It can be fun. Like you said, it's not as fast paced and crazy as Valentine's Day is, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or, you know, leading up to it. It is the whole week. One more thing that I would touch on is make sure, I mean, we know there's a lot of shortages, right, going on with whatever plants you're getting. It's a lot of it. You're just at the mercy of whatever you get. Mm-hmm. But it's so important for your employees when they're on the phone or if they're talking to a customer that's walked in, if they're looking for something specific and you don't have it, tell them it's so important that they start that with, but here's what we do have. Mm-hmm. Like, change that conversation from a negative to a positive. Focus on what you do have and how you can still help them.
So important, Lori, because otherwise they're going to be discouraged and they're going to walk away.
They're going to walk away.
Do everything you do with confidence.
Right, right. And share with them what you do have. And the majority of those people, I'm going to say 95% of them, are going to go, oh, okay, that'll work. That 5% that are really looking for only that specific thing, that's okay. They probably weren't going to be a repeat customer anyway.
Right. Totally agree.
Oh.
Well, I think those are great things to focus on for the holiday. It's a checklist. Check them off and move on and be ready for all those flowers and foliage to arrive in your door in a few days.
Yep. You guys got this. You've done it before. I have confidence in you. You're going to do great.
Yes, for sure. Well, Lori, what is giving you inspiration or inspiring you today?
Okay. Well, what's inspiring me today is that I'm going to be doing a walk. When this goes out, I will have just done it. The Sunday prior, but it is a walk of kindness. It is for my friend Mindy, she does her 7 days of kindness. It's a nonprofit thing that they do every year because her dad and son were murdered 7 years ago, I think. Wow. Anyway, so they've turned the week of that tragedy into every day something to be kind. Yesterday's word was discover. And so they did a bunch of things. So anyway, I've been conditioning for the walk because I want to be able to walk the miles. You can walk as long as you want. They want you to walk at least 1.3 miles because Reet, who was her little boy, was 13. So as long as you walk that one point. So anyway, I've been inspired to do that. So I've been walking every day and I'm doing great and I'm feeling good. And I'm excited. I'm excited to actually achieve a small little goal that maybe 6 months ago I never dreamed.
Yeah.
I would ever be able to do again. So
Right.
I'm very inspired by that. What about you, Vonda?
Well, I'm inspired by something a little strange, but maybe you'll think it's not because it has to do with a turtle.
Oh, well, I love turtles. So
I know the turtle podcast, but I was outside and just walking around and my dog, Little Bello, started barking like crazy. And I'm like, what in the world? And I go over and she's barking at a turtle. So why that inspires me is sometimes we just overlook things. And so the inspiration is keep your eyes open for the little things. And this little puppy who had never seen a turtle before, and this little head kept popping in and out, and she couldn't figure it out. But you just have to look at the little things and continue to be inspired by those.
I love it. I can see little Bella, her little rear end up in the air and her down going, what the heck is this thing? So that's cute. It's very inspirational. So, all right, you guys, you got this. Have a great week and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed spending time with us because we enjoy spending time with you. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button or add the Business and Pleasure of Flowers to your Google morning routine or your flash briefing on Alexa. We look forward to seeing you next week.
So please come back and join us and discover how a bit of knowledge and one small change in your mindset can take you to new levels in your life and business.